Good afternoon, Chairman Whitfield, members of the subcommittee. Thank you for this opportunity to participate in this critically important and most timely hearing on the renewable fuel standard. I am Bill Roenick, and I'm speaking on behalf of the National Chicken Council. The National Chicken Council represents companies that produce, process, and market over 95% of the chicken in the United States. About 40 vertically integrated chicken companies that are federally inspected comprise the U.S. industry. Since 2007, all of these companies at times have struggled financially. Some have struggled longer and more severely than others. Chicken companies have been economically squeezed for much of the past 6 years. Rising feed costs for much of the past 6 years have outpaced the ability of these companies to pass on the higher cost of feed. At least a dozen chicken companies have succumbed to the severe cost price squeeze by ceasing operations or having to sell their assets at basically fire sale values, in some cases to foreign owners. The business disruptions directly affects over 25,000 family farms and more than 300,000 employees that are directly working for the chicken companies. Since the RFS was implemented in October 2006, the feed costs for chicken, turkeys, and eggs have gone up over $50 billion. That's not the total farm or feed costs. That is the additional feed costs that we've had to incur, and it's been an understatement to say that we've had a difficult time passing on that $50 billion cost. More troubling than the higher cost, actually, is the volatility in trying to outguess the market. If you buy corn at $8 and it goes to $6 and your competitor buys at $6, you're at a tremendous disadvantage in trying to compete in the marketplace. The RFS statute in the Energy Independence Security Act of 2007 is not just broad and complex, as the chairman has indicated in his comments about the hearing, is also a statute that has outlived its usefulness if, in fact, the conventional fuels component of the RFS ever did have any usefulness. The actual experience of implementing the RFS has, unfortunately, been very much as those of us in animal agriculture expected. Our negative expectations have, for the most part, been exceeded and exacerbated by the impact of the shortfalls of the corn crop for the past 3 years. The RFS clearly lacks flexibility when the corn crop falls short. The unintended consequences of forcing a move too far and too fast with corn-based ethanol have become overly clear and overly painful. It has also become overly clear and apparent that there is no workable or reasonable provision in the RFS to provide flexibility when the corn crop is severely inadequate to meet all the needs. I also would like to point out that the renewable part of the renewable fuel standard term is a misnomer. That is, renewable implies there's an abundance of some natural resource that provides an unending supply of some product. Having to apply over 200 pounds of commercial nitrogen fertilizer to achieve a corn yield of 160 bushels an acre does not qualify, in our estimation, as being a renewable resource. If you did not apply that fertilizer, your yields would be in half, would be cut in half. If you didn't apply them again the next year, you'd be cut in half again. In short, the renewable fuel standard, at least for the conventional biofuels part of it, is broken beyond repair. It is imperative and important at this time that Congress take action to take a hard, critical look at the RFS. If Congress concludes, as we do, the RFS cannot be fixed because it's broken beyond repair, then Congress must do the right thing. And I would recommend those who are interested in more information about the National Chicken Council's position that you go on the committee's website and look for our white paper that we submitted in response to your call for the impact on agriculture. The National Chicken Council looks forward to working with the subcommittee and other than Congress to fix, if possible, this very broken legislation. Thank you, Chairman Whitfield, and members of the committee for this opportunity. And we look forward to your